shortly.
What's
doing? I work a lot earlier than this, so I haven't been on the radio.
Called with Matt, calling.
Sunday night of every month.
Good deal. You liking your job?
Get back to you. Hold on. Yeah. Just trying to get everything done before I walk out the door.
All right. Sounds good. KK4NXZ.
BOT Mobile.
Morning.
What's going on?
Hey, did I tell you they found my voltmeter?
Where in the world did they find that?
It was down in between Dylan and Randy's toolbox.
Wow.
How long that been there? Well, at least a couple months.
Ever since it got laid there, huh?
Hey, I got a good portion of my chicken pen built yesterday.
Cool, that's pretty neat.
Did you ever see, did they get any inventory in on this, wasn't it the LabTech X500?
599. They did, yeah, they got shipments in, and there was even a post at one point, this was like, I guess, even this past week, that for like a brief period of time, ham radio had, you know, extras where they actually put them on the website, that where they got caught up on back orders. But one of the guys had posted saying, you know, he was confused as to why they were posting that, and he hadn't got a shipping confirmation on his yet, so I don't know what the deal was, but I never even went to the website to see if you could even purchase it or not, like it was in stock type of purchase it or not.
His order.
Just probably meant for us, and they just said, these guys won't mind, they get screwed on everything else they do.
Wow, well, I would have rather invested in that, you know, if I had money laying around, which I don't. I'd rather invest in that than what we were talking about yesterday.
Both have their pros and cons, for sure. I'd still like to get one of them things, but it's down on the list at this point now. You know, they drug their feet on that deal.
If we had one to take to the beach and check it out.
For sure, that would be cool.
Setting up taking one of the gazebos and doing some work, radio work down there.
You set those things up down there?
I don't know why they wouldn't. I mean, I saw people with them up. I mean, there wasn't, don't get me wrong, now that I think about it, there weren't a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, some beaches don't let you do that. Myrtle doesn't let you do tent-type things for the summer months. I was just curious if you could or not. But that'd be the ticket, is to take one of them and just set that up. That'd be perfect.
Daniel. This is KJ4WZM.
Morning, everybody. KM4NAP.
KK4POT.
Morning, Ed. Good over this way. This morning.
True. The one that used to be around.
I have it back on the road.
That's going to save me a bunch of money.
Go ahead, I'm working the street where I'm putting them in just about every other box or so.
Got a big run today?
With someone else today.
I belong for that guy today?
What time I am? Ooh, I just seen deer go across the road. do you have left today?
We're halfway, because today's Wednesday, truck's always late.
I understand that.
Let's see, hey, Ed, I was going to tell you, Aunt Sue's is open now every day except for Monday.
Just have to pick a day and go.
We can do that. Now, are you up Monday for meeting down there, well, somewhere, and swapping pots?
Anything. Just let me know when and where and what we're going to eat.
Place don't matter to me. I don't know. You know what? I need to ask Aunt Sue's what they have going on through the week, because I know they don't have that big fish fry and music hoedown and everything.
Of a menu.
Or burger. Monday, or we can try to hit Aunt Sue's. That's entirely up to you.
So, y'all are the ones that's got the schedule and have to work and stuff, so all you gotta do is let me know.
Well, Lynn, you wanna plan on, only reason I say Monday is I'm off Tuesday, but, I mean, I can eat on another night, it doesn't matter. I'll see what next week, I know I got Monday night free. I'll see what we got scheduled for next week.
Sounds like a winner.
Traveling off Tuesday.
No idea.
Stay pretty much local.
I do. Usually, are you asking where I was yesterday?
That gives a good idea where you travel, yes.
Started off in the Clemson, Seneca area, and then they sent me back to Greenville to help somebody.
So you're home every night. What time do you normally get off?
12:30 in the afternoon to 7:30 in the evening.
Oh, wow, that's a pretty big difference.
Never know from day to day either. It's one of the more frustrating things about this job. Good job, but to be honest, I am looking for something else.
The driving job.
Call me, I'm back now, though.
Coming up, I'm going to hop out of here, guys. Everybody have a great day today. 7-3 to you. Hopefully we'll get to catch up with you in the morning. KK4POT.
KJ4WZM.
KK4NXC.
So you're going to set up a gazebo. You're going to be trying to do a little park on the air type stuff at the beach.
Chance to do that, I'll give you a text and let you know when we're planning on being on air. NVIS, just to test it out.
Good work.
You still interested? And I probably might try to get one before I leave and get one of them slinkies.
And one real heavy. Dropping out of the repeater. In a couple of weeks or so, I've got a greenhouse coming in. It's supposed to be here by Friday. From overstock. Feet long, 10 feet wide, 7 feet high. I paid $130 for it, I believe.
That's a good deal. That one I bought from Good Grief Harbor Freight. I think I paid $300 for it. I don't think it's that big.
August one, for around three. Probably looked at your Mother's Day gift. She'd been wanting one, so I finally broke down and ordered one.
She'll like that.
Out to work here.
And you'll be safe out on the road.
We'll catch y'all later. 73C, KJ4WZM.
I'll have to check my antenna. That might be the reason I'm dropping it. Peter.
Use connection or something.
It just dropped out again. I don't know why. Figure out why the repeater kept coming in and going out.
No idea.
Thought it might have been my radio.
And all that white noise is on there.
The repeater kept coming in, going out, coming in, going out. Something was choking. I don't know what was going on. Sounded just like somebody choking the repeater.
I did the other morning, man. Everybody had white noise on them.
After the white noise.
And find out what that was.
About drove me crazy. It's supposed to rain this weekend, KM4NAP Friday.
We were supposed to get something toward the end of the week, if not Saturday.
My plan. It's in that big old 18-inch pot with some fried chicken. Looking at Charleston style like he used to back in plantation days. Take big old onions and throw in there with it.
Sounded good. What kind of onions are you using?
I'm too using that's about day onions.
That's what I was going to say, man. That's my favorite. I eat them things like apples.
Cut them up and make onion rings out of them.
On yourself.
Part is, if I cook it, I hardly eat it. Everybody else might be hurting, but when I cook, I don't hardly eat it.
KN4GFW.
Morning.
Come in and tell us something.
Happy hump day.
Happy any of them.
Glenn, Ken.
That's ordinary, I don't believe. Should just be a regular quiet day. I gotta run to Home Depot this morning to pick up some ceiling tiles that I ordered, but that's about it. Quiet this morning.
I'm on a row of customers.
Yeah, I'm still tired.
I figured you stopping at Bojangles.
Don't go down that road. Not destination, so that's out of the question this morning.
Fried bologna, egg, and cheese sandwich this morning.
Egg, fried bologna, I like it a lot.
Fried bologna.
On that. What I like to do, and Ed, you might be interested in this, is a fried bologna and catfish sandwich. From McDonald's.
Boy, that would be good.
Even worse.
What's now going on about that and aggravating you?
You mentioned McDonald's, he's on me.
Have a great day, 73s to both of you. I'm going to be, I'm destined here. I got to get a day started. Looking forward to putting this one in the books. And y'all have an enjoyable day. This will be KK4NXE, and I'll be clear on your final.
Might catch you here in the morning, I hope. KN4NAP, 73s.
Gonna catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.
Enough to, Ken.
Mom was off last night. We just kind of laid around and didn't go anywhere.
Blame you for that now.
Said Renorack Cut is up and running 24/7 now.
How would we go ahead?
I was going to say, I saw an article where it said Remington was up and running 24/7 now.
I'm glad to hear that. Is it the Firearms Division or is it the Ammo Division?
Yep.
Maybe we can get us some ammo.
Well, my brother-in-law, he, I don't know, somebody was coming down or something and they needed some 308s. I gave him a box of 308s. I told him just replace them.
Harold got a 308. He bought it for his wife, but she looked fancy and says, I prefer the 45 over that.
Along with the 45 lever gun. He worked for how many years?
Around forever.
The animals didn't get no tougher, that's for sure. And turkey walking around the complex yesterday.
He brave walking around on his turkey season.
I'm scared about anybody, and I don't know what its intentions were.
Hum or a hen?
Yeah, it was a hen.
I've been looking for a nesting area. Campus in one of their empty parking lots. They built a big old nest right in the middle of the parking lot, so they put cones around it so nobody'd mess with her.
Eating them, and I knew I'd been close to the nest because they, you know, the way they were acting and that, but I never did find it.
Trying to lure you away from that nest, doing everything it can. I've seen them act like it got a broke wing and the whole 9 yards.
Flopping on the ground and everything, drives my dog crazy.
Bad thing about it is, old turkey, if she's sitting on eggs and you're mowing hay, she will not get off those eggs.
He does in a bunch of them.
How many have been killed because they wouldn't get off the nest? Trend in front of me.
You didn't get him, KN4 TFW.
He did the guard rail too quick. HF yesterday.
Negative mama was off, so I never fired it up.
Decent shape, very little background noise.
I go on Facebook saying there's a big contest this weekend, but I don't know.
See, when I get home, let you know.
Like World Amateur Radio Day or something, like on the 18th.
What I can find out. And, be interesting. Just see what we can do. South America was coming in good yesterday.
Oops. On 17 the other day.
Tried to get something on 17 yesterday, but never did hear anything. Heard Andrew this morning.
Back in town, maybe he overslept again.
Possibly may have took a day off. KM4 NAP Friday. I just wonder if Patrick's going to come in.
Not interested. We mentioned his name a couple of times. He'll probably hop right on in here. KN4 TFW. I was debating between going to bed early and putting up that antenna.
Definitely has the bug like the rest of us.
Really putting up that antenna, you can sleep anytime.
You know somebody just getting started and they want a 40-meter antenna, center-fed dipole. I got one, I'll bequeath them.
Cab up is running horizontal to the ground, right? Parallel? Might if he should put his in inverted V or parallel.
We tried inverted V, but, you know, I've heard them a lot of stations, and they're running them, and be honest with you, I can't tell the difference between them.
Inverted V, so, you know, I don't know. It's the only thing I've ever ran.
Do you kick my butt on the weekends during parties? I've thought about getting me a vertical antenna and trying it, but I hadn't made my mind up on it yet.
Yeah, mine's got one, and he's got it on a radio that's online, you know, and I've listened to it, and it works pretty good. It's like a during an 8-band vertical. It must be like 24 feet tall, something like that.
Put it on 30-foot pole. I mean, he should be able to get out anywhere.
Yeah. On Sunday, out through the country, and it was a pretty good-sized tower. It must have been a 40-foot tower with a big old beam on top of it.
And I'm doing some serious talking.
Beam on that antenna was 30 feet at least.
Friday. I just wonder how many watts he's running.
Like that, it'd make 100 watts seem like 1,000, wouldn't it? KN4TFW.
Should, if it's working right. I've seen pictures of antennas that are just ungodly big.
Weather, take it down.
Guarantee if it ever crashed, it'd be over. I just wonder what that antenna cost him.
You got some, you know, cheaper ones, and they're $600-$700.
Antenna made from house wire and old copper wire. It's doing me just fine.
Something that was more directional, but I hadn't decided yet.
The price on those beams are just outlandish. Anything pertaining to ham radio, I think, is overpriced.
You're killing me.
What a feeling.
I'm real close to that first cut of hay. I saw it's about knee deep out in the field where I walked the dog. And that's what really gets me.
Love smelling fresh cut hay, but this year I think it's going to be rough on me. That's just from getting old. First your body goes, and then your sinuses go.
I hear you on that one, KN4TFW.
For HKX, good morning, gentlemen.
Speak of the devil, and look who appears.
Good morning, Patrick.
For a few minutes, y'all talking about me?
If you voted for Sleeper putting up that antenna, we figured the antenna won.
One of them got anything.
Said something else for you to do?
Got a call from FedEx. Had to go pick a shipment up.
Off tonight to put up the antenna. You can sleep anytime.
Please tell my wife you can sleep when you die.
I'm going to come back and still talk on my HF rig.
And your gasket widget and antenna on your headstone.
I figure out where I'm going to get the power. Work.
That post said they were going to be cremated, and they were going to get their ashes put into an hourglass so they could join in on family game night.
Pass on that.
If I could do that one. Already at work.
Andrew, and he might be oversleeping again.
Up again, he'll be mad at himself for that.
Long time since I've overslept.
I'm off every day, even when I don't have to go to work.
Doesn't go off every day, but the one in my head does. Still wake up at the same time.
Or the clock goes off.
Then there on the radio last night, or did you spend all your time in the with your wife? I can't remember her name for some reason.
Yeah, I spent my time with the wife. I know her name's Susan.
Glad they got that repeater issue fixed.
That's a repeater and not your radio.
That last night I was listening to the net on the 91, and I just decided I was going to bump over to the 7 centimeter band, and I could hear the net over on the 442.200.
Sound right, does it, Ken?
42.200 was like a calling frequency, but I'm not ever on 70 centimeters, so I really don't know.
There, as I was playing with the new radio and seeing if I could pick up any of the YouTube digital, the views and stuff, the repeaters around.
Any anymore to catch the 6-1 net, because it's, you know, getting up early and that, and it don't start till 9. And then if my call sign's late in the call, then, man, it's, you know, bumping 9:30.
Last group last night, and I didn't wait around for it. I just give up. But, yeah, it'll go. I've seen it go as late as 10:30, 11 o'clock tonight.
An early check-in. About 10 minutes till, I think they do. And then you can also check in online.
I've done that a couple of times. I just forget about it. I was going to call in on the radio. Like I said, it was just the last group last night, and I couldn't hang in there.
Called a night net. Now I get up and join the freewheelers. They start 11 o'clock at night.
I'm rolling down the road to the gate, so I'll say 73. Hope everybody has an awesome day, and look forward to catching you guys in the morning. KN4 TFW clear.
And 73 to you. Hope to catch you in the morning.
Ken, have a good day. I'll listen out for you this afternoon. That was kind of odd to hear the net over there on the 70 centimeter band.
Sort of odd.
Nice to have the repeater where I can hear it without all the popping and cracking in it.
That is what they call lightning crashes. We'll do it. They can be 500 miles away and you'll pick it up. Pollen's kicking in on me this morning. But yeah, lightning, you can have flash lightning occur 500 miles away and you'll hear it.
Radio really without hearing that kind of stuff going on.
Quite, and I mean did quite, 2 or 3 times. Did any help getting that antenna up? Let me know. We'll try and get up there to you.
I appreciate that. I don't know where I'm going to put it. I got to find where I got 120 feet to put it up. Without it getting in the way of anything and being usable. I was talking to Ken about it last night. Where I live up against the north side of the mountain, the back of my house. And I don't know if I need to put it out in the front yard where I'm away from that a little bit, or if it'll be okay back there.
That mountain's going to affect you either way, wherever you put it, but you just have to, I guess, experiment with it a little bit.
Up front, though, I get real close to my power line. Not real close, but I get close to them.
Drop around back, noise from the power line driving up the wall.
That's what I was thinking, but like I said, if you come up to your head, like you're going to the tower and drive over on the DuPont side, that's the back of my house. It's right there. So I'm against that mountain right there.
I put it up in the back before I mess putting it anywhere around power lines.
Is it getting anywhere close to tangling up or touching anything like that. It was just the noise off of that I was worried about.
What I'm talking about, because I've got my cell tower across the road from the house, and I pick up a lot of interference from them in the background. I mean, it's just static, but when they shut it down to work on it, I don't have any, so I know that's where it's coming from.
For HX Friday, and then I can also put it at the end of the house that runs perpendicular to that mountain and the power line. The power lines run parallel to one another.
In one of those situations where you just need to try it out a little bit in different places and see what happens. I know it'd be a pain in the butt to put up and put down to test it and stuff, but in my opinion, you got a unique situation. Now, an old timer, this may not be nothing to them.
Long ways on the property, and there's a retaining wall that I can fasten the pole to and get it up in the air, and then I can put the vertical or the inverted piece that way.
I'll try it there first.
I work on that, not this Friday, but next Friday. That'd be the first time I ever have an opportunity not working.
Back, Patrick, I didn't understand all that. You'll just have to let us know how the reception on it is.
It's 673 here, so I'll be in my dead spot for a little bit. 0488, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Patrick, be careful, and hope you make a million. So hopefully catch you in the morning, KM4NAP will be clear.